I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, July 14. Coming up, motorists urged to stop using flashing lights, police moving to apprehend criminals in Western Jamaica, and Port Authority of Jamaica launches electronic platform to improve operations. The news in detail after the break.
You may apply for legal aid at the Kingston or Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinics, the Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, or the Legal Aid Council. You may also inform the judge or magistrate in your matter that you require an attorney at law to represent you. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 948-4861 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm for further information. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZCV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZCV. Keep your surroundings mosquito free. A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. The Port Authority of Jamaica has launched the Port Community System, PCS, to manage all trade logistics processes. The PCS is a single, neutral and open electronic platform which enables the secure exchange of information between public and private stakeholders in the port community. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, has commended the Port Authority for the initiative, noting that the intervention is timely.
It will enhance the operations of the logistics activities by encouraging and promoting more efficient and effective trading practices, while at the same time increasing the velocity of decision-making and effectiveness, resulting in a reduction in the cost of doing business in Jamaica.
Dr. Chang was addressing the recent launch of the PCS in Kingston. The intended users of the system include shipping lines, terminal contractors, shipping agents, haulage contractors, terminal operators, importers, and exporters. The system will be implemented through the authority's newly formed unit, the Port PCS Operator, in partnership with the Jamaica Customs Agency and the Shipping Association of Jamaica. The Police High Command is reassuring citizens that they have identified persons in Western Jamaica who are known to be violence producers and are moving to apprehend them. Communication Officer for the Jamaica Constabulary Force, Superintendent Stephanie Lindsay, says a few persons are responsible for the increase in crimes committed in the area. Superintendent Lindsay says joint military police operations have increased in sections of Western Jamaica, which include Westmoreland, Hanover, and St. James.
It is early days yet, but we are very pleased to see the result that we are already getting on the ground with the increase number of officers occupying some spaces where the criminals were very active.
Superintendent Lindsay is urging residents to travel with identification cards so the police may identify and verify who they are if the need arises. In the meantime, the police are urging motorists to desist from using flashing lights that replicate emergency vehicles. The call comes from Senior Superintendent of Police and Commanding Officer of the Traffic and Highway Division, Calvin Allen. SSV Allen says it has been observed that public passenger vehicles, motorcyclists, and to a lesser extent, other members of the motoring public have been using these lights. He warns that motorists who continue to carry out this unlawful practice will be prosecuted.
We are using this opportunity to give all those persons the chance to remove those blue lights from their vehicle. The only vehicle that's supposed to be using a blue light is a police vehicle.
Under the law, emergency lights are to be used only by the police, the Jamaica Fire Brigade, and ambulances. Blue lights are used by the police, while other emergency services use red lights. SSP Allen says the clampdown on this activity forms part of the Jamaica Constabulary Force's night operation. And Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda is reporting that over 2,000 tons of sugar have been produced to date at the Long Pond Sugar Factory in Trelawney. Reaping of all cane will be completed by the end of August. Additionally, Minister Samuda says arrangements have been made with Sugar Company of Jamaica Holdings for the government to operate the Money Musk Sugar Factory in Clarendon for the next crop season.
The challenges facing the sugar industry continue, but we are very clear in our minds. There is hope.
Mr. Samuda says the government will continue to promote the versatility of sugar cane in the development of multiple products and diversify the country's markets. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.